Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the ummah with the name Malikil Mulk. Malikil Mulk. Malikil Mulk is translated as the owner of sovereignty. Allah is the owner of sovereignty. Allah has the complete ownership. Allah is the owner of sovereignty. Malik al-Mulk. This one attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough and sufficient for the people of Iman to be straight on the path, to adopt the path of taqwa. Just this one name. In this one name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that nothing belongs to you. Nothing belongs to you. Malik al-Mulk, the owner of sovereignty. Everything belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might own your house. In the land registry, your name might be recorded that so and so person on this street, this number, this road, this avenue, he is the owner of this house, this property. But again, that is just on paper. Just on paper. And nothing more than that. How many times we have seen that there was a banner on a business, Abdul Ghaffar and Company. Abdul Ghaffar and Company. And then after a few months, the banner, the board comes down, and now it is Abdul Sattar and Company. What is it? Oh, Abdul Ghaffar had so many buildings and company. But within 6 months, it is Abdul Sattar. Abdul Ghaffar passed away. Allah Pak is reminding us, when you sit in your car, beautiful car, leather seats, electric windows nowadays, mashallah, very comfortable, traveling from one part of the city to another in great comfort. The car is registered to your name. You drive fast and they will find out immediately by looking at the vehicle and the plate number that this car belongs to so and so person. This car is registered to your name, but this car does not belong to you. Allah is saying Malikil Mulk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us all the time, think of this name, Malikil Mulk. You may own something for 20 years, for 30 years, for 40 years, like a tenancy agreement, that we are tenants in this dunya. a short lease, a very short period of time. All of us are tenants, and we move from one location to another location quickly. But we don't own anything, nothing really belongs to us. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. You fight, you break relationships, you become competitive, but in reality nothing is yours. Nothing belongs to you. And so always do the wird of this name and understand Malik al-Mulk, Malik al-Mulk. Nothing belongs to us. In the hadith it comes that only the clothes that you have put on belongs to you for that period of time, until the day. Because you are wearing it. The minute you take out your kurta, your cardigan, that also does not belong to you. Your shoes don't belong to you. You came in this dunya, we came in this dunya naked, baby. Nothing whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, picture that. You came empty, naked, nothing, completely muhtaj. That is your real identity. That is your real identity. Junaid Jamshed. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. We picture as if for certain people death should be delayed. But that is not the case. It can be you and I, it can be Junaid Jamshed, it can be anyone in this world. Death is behind you, death is behind you. It is following us all the time. We think that we have time, a few more years, I'm still young. I've got a lot of time in this dunya. Allahu Akbar. Did he even know that a 1 hour journey to Islamabad, PIA, one flight only, talking to people, inshallah. I have a program, 2 weeks, in Leicester, in other parts of the city, in Blackburn, in 2 weeks. And for some of you who know the Quran, what is really amazing is that Allah gave him the opportunity to read and to lead, despite the fact that he is not a scholar, nor is he a hafiz. But a man who loved ulama, he always was in the company of alims. And when you met him, it was as if you knew him for years. This was his charismatic approach, that I know you for a very long time. And he was easygoing, talking with everybody. But the ayat that Allah put in his mouth, Jumu'ah, first rakat, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَن يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Don't say those who become shaheed in the path of Allah that they are dead. Jeeb. بَلْ أَحْيَا, they are alive. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, but you cannot understand that. This is in the first rakat. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Subhanallah. I was reading and listening to Mufti Taqi Saab's short clip. And Mufti Saab said that when he was in that part of the area, that mountainous region where he went for Nusrat, and again, mashallah, the works, the people who have gone in the path of Allah, Jamaat, Tabligh Jamaat, what an honorable work it is in reality. It has changed the lives of many people. Many people. People were into music and they came and they sat in the company of these people, mashallah. This movement that originated by the scholars, who are the backbone to the work of Jamaat, it is the ulama. It is the khandan of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya. And people have changed. And so Mufti Taqi was saying that when he was there, all of a sudden he said to the group of people that, look, listen to me, and let's make dua. And in that dua, he made a dua that, Allah Pak, we are here, and give us death in the path of Allah. And the people that were around him were saying, Ameen. What did he say? Ameen. They were saying Ameen. But khair, it is a reminder, my respected brothers. People are going very fast. What a powerful name. Allah Pak is saying, think, Malikil Mulk, the owner of sovereignty, even the watch that you are wearing, that is not yours. The chashma that you have is not yours. Nothing belongs to you. Nothing belongs to you. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq and the understanding that we make preparation. Make preparation. Recently, Rashid Bhai Crowncrest, his son, driving an accident. Young person. And mashallah, like many Muslims in Leicester, Leicester people are those who are known for their generosity. Alhamdulillah. Many people are known for their generosity. And again, that family was known. But straight away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes individuals. No matter who you are, where you are, whatever your titles are, whatever your credentials are, you can be a scholar, you can be the wali of Allah, you can be a great businessman, you can be a great Naat Khan reader, whatever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time, we are going. That is why, my young friends, we have to change our attitude. Malikil Mulk, nothing belongs to us. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. To Allah belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. Yakhluku ma yasha. And Allah can create what He wants, how He wants. Yahabu liman yasha'u inatha. Wa yahabu liman yasha'u dhukur. Aw yuzawwijuhum dhukranan wa inatha. Wa yaj'alu man yasha'u aqima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I can create whatever I want. For some people, I bless them, I can only give them male children. Male children. You ask somebody, how many children have you got? Four boys. Five boys. Six boys. No daughters? No. Only boys. All boys. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, for some, I will give them only female children. How many daughters? Four daughters. Five daughters. No sons? No sons. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. And for some, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I give them boys and girls. I give them boys and girls. And then for some, they are married, but Allah has not given them children. I knew of a doctor who was a pediatric consultant, and the wife was also a pediatric doctor. Not in the UK. And they would only treat children and look after children. What a couple, very nice individuals, both in the same profession, doctors. For 13, 14 years of their marriage, no children. No children. Allah gives children to whom He wills. I think after 15, 16 years, Allah blessed them with a child. Allah bless them with a child. Allah can create anything that He wants. He does not need a human being for that creation to take place. From anything, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَى. Allah is saying, from any matter I can create. Allah has created from a lifeless matter, which is soil. Adam alayhi salam, lifeless, there's no life. From soil He created Adam alayhi salam. From the rib of Adam alayhi salam, He created Hawa. And He created Isa alayhi salam without mother and father. And we all sitting here are created in that way that there is mother and father. That system. That you have a mother and father and we come into this dunya. That is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكِ الْمُلْكِ. Understand that everything is owned only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are just tenants that are living in this dunya. The time will come and we will have no choice but to go. And we will leave everything, everything we will leave and go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And so khair in the Quran, I don't want to take much of your time, but I want your full attention. There are certain ayats and verses of the Quran that we should be very vigilant and we should try to memorize it. And this ayat kareema, Malikil Mulk, is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, which is chapter 3. The first chapter of the Quran is Surah Fatiha. And then after Surah Fatiha, Suratul Baqarah. And then after Surah Ali Imran. And so for an example, if you have a look here, Surah Ali Imran is here. Third para. This is Tilka Rusul. This is Surah Ali Imran. Surah Ali Imran, Madaniya. And so, if you look at ayat number 26, ayat number 26 and 27. So if you go to ayat number 26, from here to here, and then from here to here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions His name here. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكِ الْمُلْكِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qul, O Muhammad, make this announcement, say to the people sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, you are the owner of sovereignty. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give power, you give sovereignty, you give authority to whom you will. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. And O Allah, you take away and you snatch away power, authority, sovereignty from whom you will. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah, you give honor to whom you will and you humble anyone that you want. And that you can humble anyone that you want. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. Every good is in your hands. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah, you have the power to do everything. You have the power to do everything. And then Allah says, تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. Allah is so powerful. Allah enters the night into the day. Allah enters the night into the day. We take it for granted. Oh, it's night time, go to sleep. Think about it. Allah enters the night into the day and day into the night. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. Allah brings alive from something that is dead. وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And from something that is also dead, Allah can bring something back alive. وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And He gives rizq and rosy without any account. Without any limit, He opens the doors of sustenance for whom He wills, for whom He wills. Subhanallah al-Azim. Now, my respected brothers, think about it. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created from something that was lifeless. From something that was lifeless. Soil. And Allah created him from something that was dead, something alive comes out. Something alive comes out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from that person who is alive, can make him dead. So at the time of death, that person who is alive is also dead. But look at the cycle. And then on the day of Qiyamah, that person who was once alive and now he is dead again, from that dead body, Allah brings him alive again. Allah will bring him alive again. This is a cycle. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a spiritual language, in the Quranic terminology, only those who have iman are considered to be alive. So the power of Allah is that from someone who was dead, Allah brought out from him Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because the father was an idol worshipper. The father was an idol worshipper. From an idol worshipper, the one who is dead, something that is alive comes out, and his name is Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then someone who is alive, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. But from him, something dead can come out. That is his own son. His own son went against the father. And the father made a plea and said, "Don't be the friend of Shaitan, my son." But Shaitan had covered him. The son did not want to understand. He wanted the entertainment of this dunya. And he said, "Dad, what are you talking about? What harm can come to me? Is there any water here? Sa'awi ila jabal. I will climb the peak of the mountain. I will be protected." Everything for him was logic. He didn't understand the power of Allah. And then this tsunami, a wave came. And the father was here, the son was there. And then the father is saying, "I told you, my son. La asim al-yawm min amrillah illa man rahim." Only if you had listened to me. The problem today with our youth and our youngsters is that they don't want to listen to us. They don't want to listen to the elders. This is a disease, my young friends. We are your well-wishers. We are your well-wishers. We are not here. We want people to enter into Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Listen to the elders. The one who listens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them all the good in this dunya, and also in the grave, and also in the hereafter. But for those who don't have the love for Allah, who don't recognize Allah, who swear at Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata. How can we listen? How can we obey? Very simple. It's not even hard mathematics, difficult, something for us to understand. And so the Quran is reminding us, listen, Allah is Malik al-Mulk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malik al-Mulk. Now this ayat-e-kareema, Surah Ali Imran, what number is it? What did I say? Verse number? 26 and 27. Two ayats. From Kulillahumma til bighayri hisab. Bighayri hisab. A man, a sahabi, came to Huzur alayhi salam and he says, "O Nabi of Allah, I've got so much qarz, debt. So much qarz." And when you have a lot of qarz, you become suicidal. Everybody is attacking you from every corner. What do I do? Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam gave him this ayat of the Quran. And he said, "Read the ayat of Malik al-Mulk." The two ayats. Verse number 26, verse number 27, after every farz namaz. After how many? Every farz namaz. So if you want to be rich, if you want to be, how many people here want to be rich? MashaAllah, some of you are very pious. Very pious. So why not? If Allah wants to give, why not? A time will come that in the hadith it comes that the rich will always have an advantage. The rich will always have an advantage because they can do a lot. They can do sadaqah, khairat. And so if it is halal, why not? And Allah's Nabi is saying, even if your debt was equal to this entire earth, Allah will fulfill your debt. Allah will pay and repay your debt. Why? Because in this ayat you are talking about the qudrat of Allah. Allah Malik al-Mulk, tu'ti al-Mulk man tasha, wa tanzi'u al-Mulk mimman tasha, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tudhillu man tasha. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir, tuliju al-layl. These are such beautiful verses. Beautiful verses. Beautiful verses. Allah gives money to whom He wills. Qarun, I was talking about this disease of the heart which is called jealousy. Qarun was the cousin brother of Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. What was he? The cousin of Harun alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam's father and Harun alayhi salam's father and Karun's father, brothers. Related. Karun is related to Musa alayhi salam. Kana hafizan bit Tawrat. Kana hafizan bit Tawrat. Karun was a hafiz of Torah. Allah gave him a lot of wealth. Even the Quran speaks of the wealth of Karun. And he was from amongst the 70 that Allah had selected to go with Musa alayhi salam on the mountain of Tur, where he was supposed to receive the wahi from Allah Pak and the scriptures. So 70 was selected of Banu Israel and he was one of them. But what killed Karun was jealousy. He had a lot of wealth, but he would always moan and groan and he would say, why is it that my two cousin brothers have been selected as prophets from Allah, prophets and messengers as messengers for Allah, and I am not a Nabi? Why are they prophets and I am not a Nabi? This was something that was a problem for him. Why is it that they are leaders and I am not a leader? Why is Musa a Nabi of Allah and people follow him and I am not? Despite the fact that wealth was given to him. Now when a person is jealous, he can do anything. Karun had a lot of wealth, so he went to this lady and said, I'm giving you so much wealth. When Musa alayhi salam stands in his congregation and he gives a lecture, you stand up and put false allegations on him that Musa alayhi salam did zina with me. Aliyazu billah. So Musa alayhi salam was giving his bayan lecture and this lady stood up and she said, oh Musa, stop giving your lecture. I know who you are, your true colors. You know, you and I, we have this relationship and you are giving nasihat and advice. Musa alayhi salam, now this was very difficult for a Nabi. Musa alayhi salam sat down and he turned to Allah and he lifted up his hands and he prayed to Allah. And then Allah spoke to him. And then Musa alayhi salam looked at this lady with jalal. Now this Nabi is angry and said, oh lady, speak the truth. And the mu'ajizah of Musa alayhi salam was such that when Musa alayhi salam looked at that lady, she had no choice but to surrender. And she said, no, what I am saying is all false allegations. It is Karun who gave me money to say this. And then Musa alayhi salam turned to Karun. And then he prayed to Allah that, Ya Allah, give me power. Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, I have given you power. And Musa alayhi salam did baddua. The earth opened up and swallowed Karun alive. He was pushed in, sucked inside. This was the end of Karun. This was the end of Karun. Allah gives to whom He wills. That is His distribution. We should be happy with what Allah Pak has given us. But khair, if there is financial difficulty, then get into the habit of reading these two ayats. Surah Ali Imran, verse number 26 and verse number 27. Verse number 26 and verse number 27. Now, Mufti Shafi Saab has also written in his tafsir, and Imam Baghawi Rahmatullah Ali has also mentioned this, that after namaz, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person also reads Ayatul Shahada, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for him will guarantee Jannah. For him, Jannah is guaranteed. Now again, this ayah is also in Surah Ali Imran. This ayah is also in Surah Ali Imran. Shahid Allahu annahu la ilaha illahu wal malaikatu wa ulul ilmi qa'iman bil qist la ilaha illahu al azizul hakim. Verse number 17, verse number 18 and 19. Verse number 17 and 18. Verse number 17. Until فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ السَّرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. So from شَهِيدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ until سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. So from here, this is verse 18 and this is verse 19. 18 and 9, these two ayats. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when a person reads this after farz namaz, Then he, after every namaz, is taking this covenant with Allah that, Allah, there is no God but you, and I bear witness that there is no God but you, like how the angels are a witness and the people of knowledge are a witness, and there is no religion but Islam. There is no religion but Islam. And when a person reads these two ayats, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that for him it is guaranteed Jannah. For him it is guaranteed Jannah. So if you have the time, mashallah, Surah Ali Imran, how many ayats? In total, four ayats. The one, Malik al-Mulk, Til Bighayri Hisab, 26, 27, and 18 and 19. A lot of the people, mashallah, might even be reading, and if they do so, continue doing so. Why? Because who knows, mashallah, maybe by this ayat-e-kareema, Allah can forgive all our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive all our sins. Now, just to give you the virtue, and because it is a hadith, I don't want to make a mistake, an error. The virtue of reading certain a'mal after salah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if you read Suratul Fatiha after your farz namaz, with that ayatul kursi, and then ayatul shahada, this verse number 18 and 19 of Ali Imran, and then also ayatul mulk, where Allah says, Kulillahumma malik al-mulk, Surah Ali Imran 26 and 27, then the virtue is, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Imam Baghawi has written this, Jannah is promised for him. Allah promises him Jannah. And Allah will have him blessed in a sacred enclosure. So he will always be protected also on the day of Qiyamah. And number three, Allah will bless him with his mercy 70 times daily. Can you imagine that? 70 times daily, Allah will see him with mercy. And then 70 of his needs will be fulfilled. 70 of his needs will be fulfilled. Then Allah will protect him also from hasad, from the envier and the enemy who are there against him, and he will prevail and he will defeat the opposition, his enemies. Now just by reading these ayats of the Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Malik al-Mulk. Kulillahumma Malik al-Mulk. Memorize it, inshallah, it won't take much of your time. Ayatul Kursi, Kul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Kul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, and then Shahid Allah annahu la ilaha illahu, two ayats from there, Kulillahumma Malik al-Mulk. It will take maximum 6 minutes, 5-6 minutes, once you know it, inshallah ta'ala. But you will be given complete protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now just to conclude the session, this ayat-e kareema, kulillahumma, say that sovereignty belongs to Allah. This was revealed to Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after an incident that occurred. An incident that occurred. Inshallah, I will just mention that and we will conclude the session. When the mushrikeen of Makkah were tired, that all the time when they wanted to fight the Muslims, Allah had defeated them. All the time. The battle of Badr, they lost. Uhud, they lost. And so now, things became very difficult for the people of Makkah. So what they decided is that once and for all, what we should try is that we should form one alliance. One alliance. And all of us should be united and fight the Muslims one shot to wipe them out. And this means that the Christians and the Jewish community and the mushrikeen of Makkah, how many parties? Three parties. So you had the munafiqeen, they were again on both sides, and they would fight against the Muslims. Then you had the Christian army, then you had the Jewish army, and then you had the mushrikeen. This is history. And they made mashwira that we will all become one. We will all become one. And this battle has been named as Ahzab. Ahzab means the united front, the united nations. What does it mean? Ahzab means the united nations. Exactly, the united nations. And so the United Nations got together in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that, you know, this is enough. We have to dismantle this Muslim community, wipe them out. And this can only be done if we are one. And so their leaders came together on the table and said, yes, this is what we will do, this is what we will do. And this news was given to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. What was important was to protect the city of Medina. To protect the city of Medina. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam took shura consultation from the Sahaba. And Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in gave their opinion. And one Sahabi, Salman-e-Farsi, said, Hazrat, what we should do is that it's a huge army. It's a huge army that is coming towards Medina. And we need to block them. And the way we, the Persians, would do in Faras is we would dig trenches. Huge, deep, wide trenches. And this would disable them, disable their movement. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said, this is a very good idea. Salman, very good idea, very good mashwara. Now in a very short period of time, no technology, no nothing at that time, they had to dig trenches. And the trenches were several miles long, covering one entire section of Madinatul Munawwara. And it had to be deep and also wide. Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een were powerful people, strong people, and mashallah, sincere people. Immediately, they said, O Nabi of Allah, whatever you command us. And they started digging, digging, digging. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam also joined the companions. And the Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, please. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no. Subhanallah. This is how humble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. And he was there digging and helping. There is an incident that occurred, it comes in the kitabs, that there was this stone which was so hard and strong that none of the companions could break it or pierce through it. This boulder, this huge rock that was inside, underground. And they called everyone. All the strong men came with the pickaxe and hammering it down and no, nothing. Rock. Now look at the strength of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And some of the companions said that the only person who can break this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Salman al-Farsi went to Huzur alayhi salam and says, O Nabi of Allah, we have an issue, we are digging, but there is this one rock that is blocking us. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said, give me the pickaxe. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam gave it one blow. And with one strike on that rock, it is said that one section of it shattered into many, many pieces. And when the rock shattered into many pieces, it was like a streak of light that also came out and was visible. This light, a streak of light came out. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam looked at it and he stopped and he said to the Sahaba, that Allah has shown me the palaces of the Persian Empire in doing this. Allah has shown me the palaces of the Persian Empire. And then Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam for the second time hit the rock. And again the same light was shown to Huzur alayhi salam. And then he stopped and he says, Allah has shown me the palaces of the Byzantine Empire. Sahaba saying, Subhanallah. And then for the third time, the rock smashed into pieces. Subhanallah. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allah has shown me that even the palaces of the south, where Yemen is, that also belongs to us. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave glad tidings to the companions, that my ummah will defeat the superpowers of the time. The Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, and also the Yemeni area that was there. All that will be annexed to the Islamic Empire. Now the Munafiqeen were in Medina Munawwara. You know the Munafiqeen? So they started laughing and joking, and they said, here Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his men can't save themselves from the United Nations, and they are digging trenches, but at the same time they are dreaming of conquering the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire and Yemen. And they were joking and making a mockery out of this, and this was a joke. And when they were saying this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verse number 26 and 27 of Surah Ali Imran, that you are making a joke and you are laughing. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Understand that sovereignty and kingdom only belongs to Allah. Allah can give kingship and kingdom and sovereignty to whom He wills, and He can take it away from whom He wills. What is the joke? What is so funny? And in a short period of time, we know history, alhamdulillah, the Persian Empire crumbled and the Byzantine Empire crumbled and everything came into the Islamic Empire. This is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Ayat-e-Kareema is a very, very powerful Ayat-e-Kareema. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah, after your namaz, to read these two ayats with Ayatul Kursi, with Suratul Fatiha, and the other wadaif that you have, read it, inshallah, a few minutes, 5 minutes after your salah. But most definitely it will be very fruitful for us in this dunya, in the grave, and also in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you. Some of you look very, very tired, very sleepy and snoozy after a very long day. Allah give you jazai khair. May Allah reward you. May Allah bless you and your family. And may Allah open the doors of this dunya for you in the best way, and also in the hereafter, of your tremendous sacrifice, that even after a hard day and working hard, alhamdulillah, you come and you sit in the masjid, and for the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul, you sit and you listen. Inshallah, this is something that will always pay off. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all the obstacles that are there in the life when we listen to the Quran and when we listen to the beautiful teachings of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sometimes I want to finish quickly, but it's one topic and it needs to be completed in the right way, and that's why sometimes 45 minutes or 50 minutes is taken. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward every one of us, inshallah. Just for 1 or 2 minutes, if you shut your eyes and do muraqabah, and then we do the dua, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب.